Yeah, this building's gone through a few changes since you and I got together here back in the
60s. I'm just amazed at all the computers and the new equipment and the wonderful way you can put your shows together. Mm-hmm. It's just, when we were, all we had was a reel-to-reel recorder and had to put everything on a cart.
Right.
And put it in a machine and, oh gosh.
Well, as you and I know, those carts had their moments. And the computers do too, Dan, I assure you. But as you're right, it makes an awful lot of difference. Yeah. And we talked about this building. You and I actually predate this building.
Yes.
And so does Jim Malloy, who's here tonight.
Right.
The original mistake on the lake at the other end of Lake Hunter, you'll remember.
Right.
That old house.
Out there in the southwest corner.
Yeah, and I got there in 62. I think you started pretty close to that year, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I started in 60.
60?
In 60.
Okay.
And Dwayne, we only had a 100-foot antenna.
Yeah.
But the thing was sitting in water. So the signal with a I don't know what it was. What we were, 100 watts or
250, I think.
250. It went all over Polk County because that place was underwater most of the time.
I remember driving over from Tampa, my first trip to Florida, actually.
Yes.
And I was listening to the station. That is one of the cleanest, best-sounding AM signals I've ever heard. Then I pulled in the parking lot and thought, what have I gotten myself into?
Yeah. Right. But a little old tumble down.
Yeah, it's an old Gates transmitter, if I remember correctly.
Right.
A 1930 model,
something like that. Yeah.
Which
may
be in the Smithsonian now, for all I know.
Yeah.
I know Gates wanted it back at one time.
Of course, Dwayne McConnell was the engineer and the owner. He and Ted Covington, of course, started WNN. But Dwayne was such a wonderful engineer.
Yes.
And I just... I want to express my appreciation to him. He gave me a whole new career.
Mm-hmm.
I was in photography, doing photography and doing all right, but I wasn't satisfied with it. And Dwayne came by my office one day and he said, I need a newsman, and could you suggest somebody to do some news for us? And I said, I hadn't named a number of people, and each one he said, No, they won't do. They won't.
And that's Dwayne.
That's Dwayne. And then finally he said, well, now look, will you do news for me for 2 weeks till I can find somebody?
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring a little equipment out here. We'll hitch it up to the phone line, and you can phone it in. And Buddy Penn was on the board then doing the morning show, Lonesome Lem.
Yep.
Old Lonesome Me. And so we did, and 2 weeks went by, and I said, Dwayne, you know, I'm trying to run a business, trying to do my photography too. And he said, well, I haven't found anybody. And I said, would you hang on a little bit more?
One of the most persuasive individuals I've ever met.
And one of the nicest. And one of the nicest.
Yeah.
And finally, he, after about a month or so, he finally said, look, how about you come in and do the news for us? I said, Dwayne, I've never been in front of a microphone till you brought this little amplifier, little rinky-dink thing, and hitched it up to the phone line. And he said, you've got a good voice. I said, well, I don't know about that. And he said, you know news. I worked at the Ledger for many years. And he just convinced me to, I said, well, I've got to shed myself of this business. And so my brother was with me then, and that's when we started the camera center, Sanborn Camera Center. And so I phased it out, and the 2 weeks stretched into 22 years. And it was the most rewarding experience in my life, really. I met so many fine people, as I've met tonight, my dear friends that I haven't seen in many.
It's nice to see everybody.
It's nice to see everybody. Yeah. And I just thank Dwayne for having faith and confidence in me that I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very, very fair, and he was eager to expand the news, and we did. We bought mobile units, cars, that we could transmit, put transmitters in them. You could broadcast from the scene if a fire or a tornado or a hurricane or whatever it was. 3 o'clock in the morning, whenever it was, we were on the air. And it became just a wonderful career, and I enjoyed every minute of it. Well, I really enjoyed every minute of it.
I know a lot of people listening are going to remember you for that, too. And if you would, for me, as a personal favor, give me one more time your news close. Dan Sanborn, WONN News.
Dan Sanborn, WONN News.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it.